But first, a bipartisan group of senators, including Arizona's Jeff Flake, announced they'd reached an agreement that would shield so-called Dreamers from deportation. It also included nearly $3 billion for border security. But not long after that announcement, President Trump said he had not signed off on the deal, and some of the more conservative members of the Senate appear not to be sold either. Joining me for the latest is Daniel Lipman, reporter for Politico. So, Daniel, first, what are the main points of the agreement the six senators came up with?
So the key points is that it would protect these people from getting deported. We have a March deadline, and it also put them on the road to potential citizenship and permanent status. It would also fund billions of dollars in border security and not no wall, but some of that money could be used to protect the country from illegal immigrants. But unfortunately, the deal for Democrats and those Republicans in that group, the deal did not get the sign-off from President Trump. He wants more money for border security and a tougher deal.
Does that sound like it is a point of negotiation, or does it sound like the president has dug his heels in?
I think it's a point of a negotiation. You know, I think they just need to add more money to the bill. Right now, it's at $2.5 billion for border security. There's also a grant of protected status for the parents of the immigrants. But it looks like they have to get the top congressional leaders like Kevin McCarthy and Paul Ryan and Pelosi, you know, to deal with the White House. They have back-channel talks, but you need White House buy-in if you're not going to have Trump disrupt it, because it seems like Trump changes his mind every few days on what to do about this topic.
I'm looking at the group of six, the bipartisan group of senators, and I don't know if this plays into it as well. You could maybe clarify this for us, but two of the Republicans who are in the group, one, Jeff Flake from Arizona, as I mentioned, and Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, a very close ally of John McCain, and the president hasn't had great relationships with these two. Senator Flake wrote a book basically criticizing the president. Does any of that play into it?
Yeah, I think if it was people who had been more supportive of the president, then he would be less antagonistic to the group's proposals. What's interesting is that they had the meeting in the White House, in the Oval Office. That's when he made those comments about Haitian immigrants. And he also it was a surprise for those senators who had negotiated that deal, because they had hawks on immigration like Tom Cotton into the meeting, and they were, you know, they had a dispute about the proposals. And so they thought they could just present this to Trump and not have interference from other senators. And yet Trump and his White House team, they had very conservative members of Congress into the meeting at the same time to undercut them.
Even without the administration, obviously, one would think the president could twist a few arms if he wanted to. But how difficult is this? You mentioned conservative senators, but even when we move to the House, even if the Senate could put something together, is the House still, are there still enough conservative voices there to say, we're not even going to consider this unless the border wall is involved?
Yeah, that's a great point. Usually with both Democratic and Republican Congresses, the House will pass something and then the Senate, you know, will not be able to take action because, you know, they can't come up with a deal to bring the minority party in. With this, the Senate, it may be easier to get through the Senate than the House. It's kind of the reverse. But I think there would be enough Democrats and a minority of Republicans to pass this deal. And, you know, Trump's backing of it would let a number of Republicans who would otherwise not vote for the deal to actually support it. And so if they're able to hammer together a negotiation where both the leaders of the Democrats and Republicans and the White House, they all are behind it, I think that would mean that would actually pass.
The president has made some comments about immigrants and immigrants coming from certain countries, a word we're not supposed to say on the radio, but how could that affect things? The fact that, again, a certain number of Republicans are sort of having to either apologize for the president or sort of squirming their way around it.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing when those comments came out. He said on Twitter this morning that he didn't say those, but he was just pointing out that it's a, you know, Haiti is a poor country. But yesterday, the White House did not deny that he said that, and so they're basically confirming his remarks. I think this is more of an embarrassment for Trump than an impediment to the deal. Democrats want to protect these Dreamers, and these comments make Republicans, you know, more likely to help them in some way, because they just want to get off talking about immigration. This is not a great topic for them right now when the president says things like that.
Daniel Lipman is a reporter for Politico and co-author of Politico's Playbook. Daniel, thanks very much for the update today.
Thanks for having me.